Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
And I wanted to touch on a couple of things that are circulating kind of in the 49ers universe as we are 1 week away from the beginning of round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. Today is Thursday, April 18th. The draft takes place in Detroit, Rock City, on Thursday, April 25th is round one. Rounds two and three will be on Friday, and then rounds four through seven on Saturday. And in our last episode, we had the always engaging, esteemed local and national reporter, Mike Silver. And as Al and I said, you know, when it comes to 49ers information, there are very few that we trust more than Mike. And one of the things that we talked a lot about with Mike is the Brandon Ayuk situation. It's kind of been what we've talked about a lot this offseason so far, and it's the biggest storyline. So it kind of makes sense. But the interesting thing is, you know, Mike didn't necessarily, I would say, put any water on, or I guess he put some water on the fire that the 49ers are going to trade Brandon Ayuk. I think that water he put on is the 49ers aren't necessarily going to trade Brandon Ayuk, but as we've said in the past, I think they are open to at least listening to offers for their star wide receiver. But in the grand scheme of things, what they want is to sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension, unless somehow they get blown away. And so the team most connected with Brandon Ayuk, or Brandon Ayuk trade rumors, I should say, has really been the Pittsburgh Steelers. And some of that has been fueled by some of Ayuk's social media musings, if you will, and activity. But a lot of it is also being fueled by Steelers media personalities. And so the most recent report, which came out on the 15th, has gained a little bit of traction, is from Noah Strackbine, who writes about the Steelers for the All Steelers Fan Nation account, which is a part of Sports Illustrated. And in this article, the title of the article is "Steelers Won't Trade Much for Brandon Ayuk." And he says that, according to a team source, the Steelers and 49ers trade talks are real. While nothing is imminent, they would be surprised if it didn't happen. But it all comes down to compensation, and Pittsburgh isn't willing to budge much on price. So we just talked about the fact that the 49ers probably aren't going to move off of Brandon Ayuk unless they're wowed by some offer, and that offer is going to include a first-round pick. There's no way to wow a team if it doesn't include a first-round pick. Block out the noise of, you know, the Stephon Diggs trade and what Buffalo got in return for that, you know, block out the noise of anything, because the current market, right, which a lot of people argue is the reason why the 49ers couldn't get a first round pick, because Stephon Diggs didn't go for a first round pick. Well, those are two completely different situations. The Bills were trying to get rid of Stephon Diggs. They did not want Stephon Diggs on their team anymore. That's not the case with the 49ers. The 49ers absolutely want Brandon Ayuk on their team. And as such, you're going to have to give them something to think about. And this article here seems to believe, or this reporter seems to believe, that the Steelers won't have to do that. He says, with Ayuk making it publicly known on social media that negotiations aren't going well with he and the 49ers, which in and of itself really actually isn't a valid statement, if we're being perfectly honest. There hasn't been a whole lot on social media from Brandon Ayuk saying they haven't gone well. There's been clues. You know, he unfollowed the team on Instagram, things like that. But there hasn't been an actual statement saying they're not going well. It says, it appears any team like the Steelers have some advantage in these trade talks. Pittsburgh isn't willing to overpay for a player who isn't going to be around long-term with their current team. What should the expectation be? Just guessing, it feels like a second-round pick and maybe a late-round pick could get the deal done. Again, not enough. That's definitely not enough. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than, no, that's not happening. He says, then there's the matter of his contract. Well, the Steelers don't need to extend him this offseason or ever. They probably will. He's looking at roughly $30 million per season after 2024. I don't know that he's looking at $30 million. I don't know that he can get to $30 million. And I don't know that Ayuk's camp thinks that they can. We just had the Devontae Smith extension with Philadelphia. It's a bit of a different situation because Devontae Smith came into the league a year later than Brandon Ayuk. And so his extension included them picking up his fifth-year option. And so that extension got billed as 3 years, $75 million with $51 million guaranteed. Well, some of that guaranteed money is his fifth-year option, which they picked up. His fifth-year option is fully guaranteed, just like Brandon Ayuk's is. And so that contract, I mean, I don't even know if you can use it to compare, but I think it does set the floor for Brandon Ayuk. But again, I don't think he's looking to get to $30 million, and I don't think he will get to $30 million. But the thing in this article that I feel like makes it totally worthless in terms of even thinking about maybe this is happening is when he says what they're worried about when it comes to a trade is the 49ers taking on some of Ayuk's $14 million contract this season. That's a non-starter. The 49ers are not going to get rid of Brandon Ayuk, and then on top of that, pay some of his salary for 2024 for a second round pick and maybe a late round pick. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. That is not going to happen. And something interesting happened today on Twitter. Chase Senior, who covers the NFL for Chat Sports, has been a guest on this podcast fairly recently. He tweeted out yesterday. And in his tweet, he says, reports the Pittsburgh Steelers are aggressively pursuing a Brandon Ayuk trade, and the Steelers would be surprised if they didn't land Ayuk. Again, some of that is based on this article that I just read to you. But what's interesting is Ryan Williams, who is Brandon Ayuk's agent, right? So a reliable source quote tweeted that and said, another report that couldn't be more incorrect. Fictional journalism, in quotation marks, should really stop. That's the second time now that Brandon Ayuk's agent has gone on Twitter to refute a story that was starting to gain traction on Twitter. The first being that Brandon Ayuk has formally requested a trade. That has not happened. That report came out over the weekend, last weekend, that on Monday he was going to put in a formal request. That never happened. And over the weekend is when Ryan disputed that report. And it turns out, again, totally real, right? Ayuk still hasn't asked for a trade, whether it be officially or unofficially. And so again, today, Ryan Williams is on Twitter really throwing water on any kind of report that says that, you know, the 49ers are looking to trade Ayuk to the Steelers, and that the Steelers would be surprised